Welcome to your diary episode. Here's the thing, I'm a bit of a nomad, so these episodes come to you from wherever I'm living or travelling to at the time. So I'll share with you what's going on in my world, from book tours, animal encounters, delish meals, nature adventures, health discoveries, to swimming in hidden Byron Bay beaches. Come with me as I share my adventures with you. Hello, Gangles. Rightio. Diary pod from LA. I don't know if it sounds like I have a bit of a lurgy, but I have a little bit of a lurgy. So I'm going to keep this one nice and short and sweet and just a check-in of the week that was. I also am filming on a TV show tomorrow, which is really exciting, but I'm like, oh my God, I hope I feel better by then. So straight after this pod, I'm going out and getting my hair done, my nails done, so that I feel really good for filming tomorrow. And then, look, I'm going to be real, I'm probably just going to take whatever the equivalent of American day codral is tomorrow so that I'm not feeling crapola. But the week that was, I've got my diary here. I did acting school 2 nights ago. That was a lot of fun. We did all this kind of like connection work, but with a lot of fun, like playing a game with our scene partner. And it was like a race to kind of like, while you're running the dialogue or the lines, it was a race to blow up balloons and stick them on a wall so that we were like essentially racing against one another. So it was a lot of fun. We have been madly apartment hunting. Like, it is no joke apartment hunting in LA. And anytime you want to apply to an apartment, there's a fee. So you have to pay $59 per person, American. So that's like 85 Australian dollars. Per person, and then you have to give them a $500 deposit just for them to look at your application. And because obviously Boss and I are Australian, we had to deliver like all this extra paperwork, which is totally understandable and fine, but like it's just full on. Like, it's just like a lot of moving pieces, and yeah, we've never done it before. So like I keep saying to Matt, look, I don't want to get screwed over. Like, I don't know if we're getting screwed. You know, like, it's quite hard to manage and just get your head around, to be completely honest with you. And things go so fast. So if you love something, you kind of got to put an offer in there and then. But like, we put an application in yesterday for an apartment, and that was like ended up being $700. I'm like, whoa. So it's insane. We've looked at so many different areas. So we have looked in Pasadena, which is like a little bit further out, which is like a famous Halloween area. It's actually where they filmed Halloween. And if you follow me on Insta on stories, you will have seen that I went to Michael Myers' actual house from the movie Halloween. What else did we do when we were in Pasadena? Oh, we just went to Earth Cafe, which is like, if you're a Entourage fan, they used to film a lot at Earth Cafe, and we just kind of sussed the area out. It's probably a little bit far out for us. We've also been looking in Hollywood, West Hollywood, Los Feliz, Silver Lake, Glendale. A friend of mine said, check out Beechwood Canyon, Franklin Village. I tried to get an inspection in Brentwood, but it like locked me in for an inspection. There's one here in LA. There's also one in San Francisco, and the inspection was for San Francisco anyway, so rookie error there. But what I've been doing, because I know these areas pretty well, is Boss and I will kind of like look at houses in one area, or should I say apartments, we're apartment hunting in one area, and then we'll kind of like in between viewings, like I'll take him to like cute little like coffee shops, or yesterday I took him to this famous bakery called Tartine, and there's one in Santa Monica, and there is another one in, I think this one was in Silver Lake. And then we went from there to like a little coffee shop, and then we went to a place in Los Feliz, and there's this brand new health food store that they were building last year when I was here. It's called Lazy Acres. It's like an Air One, a bit cheaper. And obviously, because I could feel this lurgy coming on, I was doing immune shots. I was really going at it with the green juice, immune shots and everything yesterday. So I'm hoping all of that pays off and I just move through this lurgy so well. But yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to like manage it all. And it's like you're managing all these different appointments. I don't, probably sounds like I'm having a little whinge. I think when I'm not feeling well, Matt is like, when you're not feeling well, Lola, you are a menace. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. What else have I been doing? I'm just going through all my notes from the week. There are so many places we've kind of like checked and tried and been to. So like coffee shops in Los Feliz, we went to had this like Valentine's meal at a place called All Time. Obviously we've been sussing out Air Ones. We're trying to hack the order at Air One so it doesn't cost $1 million. So Matt gets a slice of pizza, which is $7.95, but it's really like two slices. They really load you up. And then I get this thing called the Mad Wrap. So instead of it being like a wheat wrap or even a gluten-free wrap, they use collard greens, and then inside it I get turkey and their kale and white bean salad. It's really good. And the Mad Wrap costs $16 and the pizza slice is $7.95, whereas if you get a combo plate from the hot bar, which is like salmon and two sides, whether it be veggies or cauliflower, it's $35. So I've essentially found a way to go there, have lunch for half the price. Another trick, if you're ever visiting Airworm, just get a little side from the hot bar. It'll be about $8. So you just kind of got to like find your hacks if you do want to go there, because we do love it. What else have I got here? I was meant to meet a beautiful friend of mine called Rory, and we were going to do some yogas today, but because I got this lurgy, I just want to get over it. So I'm just like not worrying about exercise today or tomorrow. My goal tomorrow is to film and to feel great and hopefully sound a little less blocked up than I sound today. I've got an influencer event on the weekend. I'm also teaching yin yoga on the weekend and doing a teacher training as well on the weekend. Again, these are all provided I'm back on the mend and feeling great. And I'm doing work with my dialect coach because at acting school they said, oh, you know, like if you, the Aussies in the room want to go up in an American accent, they can. So I'm going to try, like my first line is, was that 5 minutes? It felt like shorter. I was looking at the boats. So I'm going to try and do it in American. I'm going to try it on you. I haven't tried it yet. Was that 5 minutes? It felt like shorter. I was looking at the boats. It's odd to have a gazebo by the water, isn't it? What's the point of a gazebo? It's like a canopy bed just for show, just for ornament. Oh, that's a hard word to say in American. Ornament. Ornament. It must have served a purpose at some point, but now I don't know what that was. I was hoping you weren't going to come. Okay, so that'll be tricky, but that's cool. And we've got to like block and rehearse our scene. So as soon as I'm better, I want to book in with my scene partner and, you know, figure out the logistics of blocking the scene. I think I told you last week, there is a point where I kind of jump his bones. And so I just kind of want to block that so that none of us feel unawares. And I want to play with like how my character's energy shifts from the beginning of the scene to the end of the scene, because she's kind of prickly, but then she becomes quite vulnerable and opens up about how she's feeling. So it's an interesting scene. I'm learning so much from this technique. It's switched now to night school. So getting home at like 10:30, 11 p.m. at night on a Tuesday and then teaching the yoga. So I'm just trying to like get a little balance of my work lifestyle while we've been here 2 weeks now, and I'm still kind of just like, I feel like I'm still kind of finding my feet and kind of like finding my rhythm a little bit. Now, the next thing that I am going to do is read you a quote I found that I love, but just tell you some cool stuff that we had over the week. Oh, I've been listening to my friend Daisy's podcast. It's called Spiritual Mixtape, and the episode that I listened to and loved is called Spring Equinox Breathwork. So in the astrological world right now, we have essentially just moved into a new astrological year. So Tuesday the 19th of March was the last day of the astrological year, which was the end of Pisces energy. And then we move in on the 20th of March into Aries energy, which I'm pretty sure Aries is fire. Anyway, I've been listening to this pod, which is a breathwork and spiritual pod called, like I said, Spiritual Mixtape, and it's by the beautiful Daisy. And it's really cool. You just like search it on yeah, wherever you listen to pods, you know, Apple, or a lot of Americans listen to pods on Spotify. I think Aussies do too. And it's really cool because it kind of talks you through what it feels like to move from one energy into the other. And I'm probably like, they say there's no coincidence. That's what Daisy always says. She's like, there's no coincidence. I'm like, it's so interesting that I felt sick on the day of a new, like moving into new energy, because I'm probably shedding and letting go of stuff from last year. Pretty cool, isn't it? So that's a pod I've been listening to. I went to the bathroom at acting school, and there was this beautiful quote in the bathroom, and I wanted to read it to you. It fits this podcast perfectly. It says, "I can't imagine you ever failing." He laughed. "More times than I can count, but each time you fail, you get a little smarter, a little braver, a little stronger. The truth is, we are all failures. The dreamers, the doers, the creators. Being a failure means you loved something. You cared. It means you stepped forward. You didn't hold back. You tried." How nice is that quote? That's in the bathroom of acting school. What else have I got here in my... Oh, so a little thing that Boss and I shared at Air One the other day was my favorite LA treat, which is pumpkin pie. We shared a slice of pumpkin pie together. So good. Oh, PS, one of the places that we went and viewed an apartment of was in Pasadena. They have literally, it's a wild squirrel, but it's also a pet one in that they feed it walnuts every day, and it like takes it out of your hand. It's so cute, so funny. And they call him Mr. Holly because the apartments were called like Holly Street Apartments or something like that. Very cool. Boss also went to the Guitar Center in Hollywood. So we've been to a few now. I feel like we've been to two or three different guitar centers. He just loves it. He just loves like soaking up all of his, you know, I guess inspiration being around that many musical instruments. And there's like guitar rooms and drumming rooms that are all soundproof, so you can go in and like bash out some tunes. Probably the wrong terminology. Another place we did try, Matt really wanted to go to Jones on 3rd, which is a really famous eatery and cafe. Matt got, if you listen to the hot seat, he talked about, he got this like fried chicken sandwich situation, which is actually like, imagine a burger. They just call it sandwich here. And then he got an almond latte, and I got, they are famous for the chopped Chinese chicken salad. And I got it made gluten-free, so that's a good hack to know if you ever go there. There's one in West Hollywood, I believe. There's also one in Studio City. The like flagship store, though, is the West Hollywood one. And then afterwards, we ducked into Magnolia Bakery, and I got a key lime slice. And they're famous for this banana pudding, right? Like, and you buy it like a ice creamy pudding thing in a little container, but they had a banana pudding cookie, and I tried that, and it was really good. Matt was not about it. Imagine like banana bread and white chocolate in a cookie. It was really, really good. I do love American cookies, I got to be real with you. I did try another cookie in the last time since we spoke. So there's a company here called Crumble. They're not healthy, so don't put this on your health list if you're a health nerd. It's called Crumble, and they change their flavors each week. There's always like six different flavors. Massive on TikTok, that people review them on TikTok all the time. Anyway, I tried this buttermilk pancake cookie, and it was really good. It's just sickly sweet, I would say. You could never have more than one, and you have like a sugar high after. So it was fun to do once, but I'm like, nah, tick, done. So I do feel like I've had all my like fun foodie holiday, you know, like that first bit of the trip experience. Whereas now I'm like, okay, settling into, let's watch the finances. We're applying for apartments now. We need to show that, you know, we're very financially sound tenants and whatnot. So I'm like, we've got to bring the spending down and bring the earning up. So yeah, that's me. I've got two more weeks left of acting school. I'm thinking I might then, because we'll probably be moving in that next little realm after that. So I may not, because I'm finding like I'm spending a lot of time on script work and rehearsals and whatnot, which is amazing. But just if we're moving house, sorry, doing a little snotty in-breath there for you. But it's also like really exciting to kind of like on it every step of the journey as well and be like, okay, we're in moving mode, like, and just like being present for that. Cause it is pretty stressful moving around, moving your life around and all that kind of thing. But I'm loving acting school. I really want to get into voice school as well. So I might do that after acting school, but it's a big, like, it's not even a big chunk of time. It's just like you want to give it your all so that when you put it up and workshop it with the teacher that you can be like, you know what, I gave this a red hot shake, like I gave this a crack. Anyway, that's my thoughts on acting school and whatnot. And it's so exciting to be back in acting school. I've run at everything straight out of the gate. But I'll let you know by next week. I will tell you how TV goes tomorrow. Pray that I won't have a blocked nose. Sorry, I cannot breathe through my nose at the moment. And hopefully it goes really well. And then what's the other thing I was going to say? I will be able to tell you how acting school week 3 goes as well. So they're my two big things. And like I said, an influencer event on the weekend. Again, I'm just going to see how I'm feeling. If I'm not feeling up to it, I'm not going to push myself. But at the moment, That's the plans, gang. Hopefully I turn a corner. I really feel bad recording this with a block schnozzle, but I thought, we're all friends here. I'm real. You can't catch a lurgy just from listening to someone with a lurgy, you know? All right, hooroo, go do that stuff you love and I'll check in with you next week. Monday's pod will be with, I haven't decided yet, but it's a pre-recorded episode from either Melbourne or Sydney guests and I think I know who I'm going to do. And then the Monday just gone was Matt and I, Welcome to LA, and the hot seat just gone, Matt and I, LA hot seat. So I know I've got a few people writing to me going, I'm coming to LA in September. I'm coming to LA in June or July, or I've got a friend going to LA in April. And I'm like, oh, these are the episodes you need to listen to because it's got all the like hacks for like how to order coffee because coffee is different here to Australia and all that. So I'll go back and listen to the hot seat and the Monday episode if you want some LA, you know, match. All right, hooroo, lovey lots. See ya.